This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Mark Magnuson. The Iowa Soybean Association's 2025 series of Innovation to Profit meetings are designed to provide accurate, insightful information to Iowa soybean farmers to help them increase profitability and productivity. Four total meetings in the series, one in each corner of the state of Iowa. The series began in Northeast Iowa on Tuesday, February 18th in Sheffield. Northwest Iowa's meeting was held Thursday, February 20th in Storm Lake. Southwest Iowa's meeting will be held Thursday, February 25th in Afton. And the Southeast Iowa meeting will take place Thursday, February 27th in Washington. We will hear more from Alex Litvin of the Iowa Soybean Association next. Local research, real results. Join the Iowa Soybean Association for an Innovation to Profit meeting near you to discover how cutting-edge research impacts profitability in your area. Meetings will take place in Sheffield on February 18th, Storm Lake on February 20th, Afton on February 25th, and Washington on February 27th. Engage with fellow farmers and explore trial results, conservation benefits, cost-share opportunities, and more. Register for Innovation to Profit today by visiting iasoybeans.com. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 and soybean farmers. Alex Litvin is the Iowa Soybean Research Agronomy Lead, and he says there are a few key areas of research that will be highlighted throughout the Innovation to Profit series from ISA.
We're actually extremely excited about this year because we're going to be focusing in on the economics of a lot of these products and practices that we've been exploring, both on the research side and conservation. On the research, we've definitely been looking at how inputs such as nitrogen, sulfur are impacting not only productivity, but what's the ROI behind them, as well as how do we make cover crops, whether it is a straight cover crop, a blended cover crop, a relay cropping method, work profitably for a farmer? Is it still somewhere where we're going? Are we getting moving forward to it? Is it a way that we can diversify our portfolio to kind of help leverage against some of the fluctuations in the market? And then we're also looking at manure applications and how we can actually be more efficient and make sure that when we put it out there, because a lot of us may have manure sources that we want to put out into our fields, how do we do that efficiently just as well as we do it, say, for example, anhydrous ammonia?
Litvin says farmers will learn about research and practices that can give them actionable managerial practices that can help their bottom line.
So that's actually the main focus on here. We had heard from farmers about what exactly do they want to start learning or getting pulled out of some of these events. And really is, although there's a lot of different practices, a lot of products out on the market, with soybean prices being where they are, the economy changing, we don't know where things are going. We want to make sure that whatever practice we're suggesting, hey, maybe this is something interesting to try out, there's some solid numbers behind it, some economics that we've done to say, all right, fiscally, through an evaluation of all your different options versus, you know, not doing anything with your field and leaving it barren to let's try everything under the sun, what actually works? What are you actually going to be looking at on a per acre profit or loss?
When farmers can see the economic benefits of employing practices or tweaking management practices, Litvin says it makes growers more likely to try new things.
Through that method, actually, what we're hoping to see then is not just an increase in our productivity. We would love to see everyone produce more and more and more soybeans, but however, what we most care about is making sure that the farmer themselves is more profitable, ends the season feeling much more financially secure, and goes into the next season knowing that they're much more prepared for that year.
You've been listening to Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.